Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Could Ryan Day really be in his last days at Ohio State, which is a terrible pun that I didn't mean to make? Could he really be on his final moments with the Ohio State Buckeyes as the head coach? Limus says he hopes so. Do you or do you not?
I honestly thought there was a chance immediately after that game that Ryan Day would not be coaching in the playoff. But
Ross, I didn't think so.
But here's the problem. National Signing Day. Yeah. National Signing Day is Wednesday. They had to walk carefully around that because they didn't want a bunch of defections at the end.
All right. I'll save that thought for later on, because I got thoughts about signing day and the transfer portal and all that stuff. It's not germane to what we're getting into, because a lot of people, either they just want to wake up and defend. I've had some people defend Ryan Day in the mentions today, so far this morning, and I've had a lot of people not go the absolute opposite way about Ryan Day. We'll get back into that coming up later.
Phone lines are open.
Yeah.
If you think this is the time to defend your embattled coach,
go right on ahead. We've had, we talk about a lot of coaches' futures on this station. And here you are. You got every chance to defend Ryan Day if you want to, because I saw that. And honestly, guys, I don't have a dog in this fight. I'm not mad at him. I think the job's too big. I think the job has swallowed him up. And I think that he is he's a good offensive mind. He's a talented enough coach. But I just don't think he's the right guy for this job. Sherrone Moore, and if they would have lost that game on Saturday, it's 6-6. Look how bad that looks for Michigan. You lose to Ohio State, get smoked by Ohio State. And then you go out and you win that game, and 7-5 all of a sudden looks great. 7-5 and in the finish to a tough season. I don't know though. Could you? Let me just say this, and we'll get to the Browns. If you're Sherrone Moore and you're Michigan, I kind of want to ask Keith about this. Could you go 9-3 at best, but as long as you still keep beating Ohio State, everything's fine? Eventually, you kind of gotta. You're right. Right? Because they're going to bring in more players.
Yeah, this was the least talented Michigan team you're going to see in a long time, I think.
And it was, to me, as an outsider again of Michigan, it's understandable, but everybody, because you've poisoned them, thinks that I actually wanted Michigan to win that game on Saturday. I did not. I was not as angry as everybody else, but I was certainly almost as shocked as everybody else. But Daryl Ryder, he's going to join us at 8. We'll talk about the Browns with him, because today is a weird day. I think a lot of people, they're hopeful that the Browns win, but I also think that they are in, I think they're in job evaluation mode. I think they're in interview mode. And I don't think it's about Kevin Stefanski or by that case, Ken Dorsey or maybe Andrew Berry. Those are big picture things that, if they go out there and they get smoked tonight, people are going to talk about. Certainly. But I think we're kind of in evaluation mode of Jameis Winston and whether or not we want to make Jameis Winston a longer-term starting quarterback. I mean, I've heard people over the weekend talking about, you know, maybe the next 3 years with Jameis Winston to get out from underneath this cloud that is the Deshaun Watson contract. 3 years, boy, that just seems to be a long time. Because while I want to disagree with you, what you say on your basis is right. I think what you say has a lot to do with the pocketbooks, and if anybody has those things anymore, but the attention, the money that goes along with being a football fan in today's NFL. Would Jameis Winston really grease the rail for people to pluck down season tickets in 2025 or 2026 for that matter? I'm not sure. If he finishes off the season well, where it's like, hey, let's not make the same mistake again. Maybe the draft class isn't that good. Maybe there isn't a guy here that gets people excited. Because, guys, we know this as Browns fans. There's a tremendous difference between excitement and actual palpable quarterbacks that can go out there and get the job done. Johnny Manziel got people excited. He got me excited. In the back of your mind, you knew he wasn't going to be very good. You knew it. And there are plenty of quarterbacks in this draft class that are going to get you excited. You need to decide whether or not that you're going to actually think that they're going to be good. But hey, let's talk about the guy right in front of us in Jameis Winston. I mean, he's a guy that seems to be pretty happy here.
So I'll just say, Kenny, my answer to this was a definitive a few weeks ago. Definitive no. I was not signing up for Jameis Winston and Watson rehabbing.
You thought it was outlandish.
I thought it was outlandish. And I've seen there's a couple things here. And I don't want to be overtaken by in-the-moment reactions. It's stuff like that that leads you to Freddie Kitchens being your head coach. But I do get it. Like, seeing Jameis, seeing the way his teammates react to him. And I told you last week, like, I was flip-flopping on my, hey, our guy's going to start rolling their eyes with Jameis and his sermons every game. No, it's quite the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
And you and I mean, it's one thing to see him at a community event where it was pretty cool that he had the reaction of everybody in the building, like, swarming to him to be a part of everything Jameis Winston. He's so charismatic. He's such a personality. But you also have to be able to back it up on the football field.
Yeah.
And so far, I mean, he had a bad game against the Chargers. He threw three interceptions in that game.
Hey, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
But it's pretty clear that he's got some football talent left. I mean, God, he's only 30, right? What is he, 30 years old?
Yes.
I know he's been around a long time. He's been in you know, since him at Florida State. I mean, we've been following him a long time. But he's still got all of that in him. He's still got the arm strength. He's still got the mobility. And he seems to be able to, you know, pose a big-time threat. I think you just got to see him. Not necessarily the Browns winning and losing. I don't know that that is as important. But if he plays good football the rest of the year, I mean, they're 6.5-point dogs against
Denver.
Pittsburgh next week.
Oh,
what is
I
it tonight?
I didn't see that. I thought that they were 6-point underdogs tonight.
That bad?
Maybe I misread that. I could have misread that. I'm sorry.
But look, this could be a revenge game for Pittsburgh and a short week
six
for you.
Six tonight.
Is it really?
Six tonight. Okay. I didn't think I was nuts.
Then you're going to be on a short week, a short rest situation going into Pittsburgh, and they want revenge on you. You go and play well against them, and now you make it 2-for-2. Then you've got the Chiefs at home. You play well against them. And now, I mean, you're just looking at the schedule. Like, there are opportunities here for Jameis to really seize control, I think, of this job. And, yeah, his price tag might go up. But I heard people talking about Kirk Cousins a few weeks ago. What has he done? He's been horrific this year. People are wondering if maybe he never really truly healed from that Achilles injury.
I mean, it takes a while to recover from some of those things, as we see. I mean, good God, Aaron Rodgers is having a horrific year. They're talking about benching him after last night's debacle. Yesterday afternoon's debacle, I should say. So, yeah, I look at Jameis Winston. Listen, he is not the type of guy. He doesn't just pull it down and take off. He has the type of makings that could keep you afloat. you need to make a decision now over these final six games as a franchise of what you are going to be for the near future and then maybe for the short slash long term, midterm of what you want to be. Because if you go out there and you suck up the room over the last six games of the season, it might be abundantly clear it's time to go out and get a rookie quarterback and make some very strong decisions. But you have so much that is attached to the future of this in terms of dead cap. Or do you really want to let any of those players that you've signed to big-time deals, do you want to let them go away where you get nothing on it? Because, again, it's a zero-sum game when it comes to this stuff, guys. You either have the quarterback or you don't have the quarterback. You either have the players or you don't have them. So I could talk about the savings and the picks I get for the future, but I either have them or I don't, and it's going to hurt for the near future. And I do think we're on a year-by-year evaluation with a lot of jobs right now. So let's make a job evaluation now. Do you look at Jameis Winston, 216-474-0092? Do you look at Jameis Winston? Are you evaluating him as a long-term option starting tonight? And even over the last couple of games, but are you really evaluating him as an option for 2025 and maybe even 2026, or is that a waste? Because he has the makeup of a quarterback that would say, hey, he's going to keep himself more than likely. A lot of quarterbacks get banged up, obviously, but he would keep himself out of harm's way. He's not a takeoff, pull it down, don't look up and see guys in front of you type of quarterback. He can escape here and there. He's more athletic than I'm giving him credit for. But he's not a guy that's going to stand there or take off and just make bad decisions with a football in his hand that's going to put him in harm's way. He's going to stand back there and he's going to deliver if he can. And it's up to your wide receivers, a couple of which you've paid, well, at least one of which you've paid handsomely. It's up to your wide receivers to get open. It's up to you and your offense to scheme them open. It's up to your offense to keep him protected. It should be easier to keep him protected because he's going to try to get rid of the ball quicker, and he's going to stand back there so they know where he is. So he's going to give you an opportunity. And I really think in earnest, after this weird mini-bye, after a big emotional win against Pittsburgh, you make this evaluation of A, all right, what's the stats look like? Stats aren't everything. B, what's the team responding with him? Well, the team is responding very, very nicely with him. C, can they win football games? Obviously, they can win football games, which is the bottom line of all this stuff. I mean, these are the evaluations that you make. So, yeah, I think a lot of Browns fans, at least they should be, they should keep an option open that he is the quarterback for 2025 and maybe even 2026. Eventually, the rent's going to be due on this, and we'll see what you got. But as of right now, I can go into this knowing I'm not forced to make a decision I don't want to make if I don't like the quarterbacks. There is a quarterback I like. I told you, I like Cam Ward. I really, really, really like Cam Ward. But it seems premature to talk about these things right now since we have six games left in the regular season. Let's not look past the guy we already have. And that guy we already have right now is Jameis Winston. I am evaluating him as if he can be a quarterback in 2025. I want to know how many people are with me on this. 216-474-0092. Are you seeing him the same way I am?